Blog Talk Radio.
This is Blog Talk Radio. My name's John. This is where I archive my Bible studies. And thank you if you're joining me in my Bible study today. Today I'm doing a study in Galatians chapter 1. And if you would like to join me, we're going to go ahead and start that now. Galatians 1. Now, Galatia was territory that's near what we know as Turkey today. And there were many churches started in Galatia. Now, what was happening was there was a lot of false teachers coming into the church. They were out to make money, really, when it comes right down to it. Or they were out to make a name for themselves. And they didn't have an idea or clue what they were talking about. A lot of them were attempting to reinstate rules that did not apply to the gospel that was given to the Apostle Paul. So Paul writes this letter, verse 1. Paul, an apostle not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. So this is the plan of God that was given to the Apostle Paul. And Paul starts off by saying that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. And that's important to remember. And that his crucifixion and resurrection given to us is grace extended to us and peace extended to us if we will accept it. Now, I remember when I was born again in a Baptist church when I was about 18 years old, and I remember asking Christ into my heart and then being told that I needed to be baptized. When I was baptized, I was immersed into water and raised up out of the water. I was told, and rightfully so, that the old man that went into the water died. When I was raised up from the water, I was resurrected. Okay, all of that represented my crucifixion and resurrection with Christ. That is the gospel. Christ gave himself for our sins. He gave himself for our sins, and he was raised from the dead. This is the message. My self-centeredness, my selfish tendencies, the old man that I was, all those massive character defects and shortcomings have been put on Christ's cross and were crucified. Verse 6, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you into the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached, let them be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you that you have received, let him be accursed. For I do not persuade men, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. Paul's saying, if he lives by man's rules, by man's psychology, by man's sociology, by man's psychiatry, by man's philosophy, by man's commercialized religion, by commercialism, by atheism, agnosticism, by self-centeredness, self-governing, all of these things. If he lived by that, he wouldn't be living by the gospel of Christ. He talks about a different gospel. Well, it still mentions Christ. And mostly, a lot of it takes its rules from the Old Testament. But they pervert it. They pervert the meaning of it. The meaning of the Old Testament was given to the Apostle Paul through revelation. It was hidden. Everything in the Old Testament is a shadow of things to come. And there's a meaning for the Old Testament. And there is a meaning for the Ten Commandments. Mostly it's to show us that we are hopeless and helpless sinners who need a sacrifice, who need to be saved, who need to be delivered from our condition. And that salvation is not self-generated. It comes through the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. Because we are crucified and resurrected with him. That's the gospel. So you can't really add or take away from that without perverting it, the gospel. So any other gospel that's being, or any other system that's being taught that does not include the crucified and resurrected method is a perversion of the gospel. Another thing that Paul mentioned is that this may not please man at all. Pleases a man is when somebody follows them. When somebody buys their books. When somebody is at their feet. That's what pleases a man. But this is to the glory of God, not to the glory of man. Verse 11. But I have made it known unto you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood. Well, the Gentiles are you and me. We're the Gentiles. We're not Jews. A lot of us aren't. There might be a few. But the gospel destroys a wall between Jew and Gentile anyways. But this gospel is given to us. And there's no other reason why we live but to receive the grace of this gospel. This gospel that the Apostle Paul is talking about, has, up until the time he received it through Revelation, was hidden in the Old Testament. Judaism was threatened when this gospel came into being. Yet, the teachings of the Old Testament all pointed to this gospel. This gospel wasn't thought up by the Apostle Paul. It was given to him through revelation. He didn't learn it from studying books from Jesus Christ himself, giving him revelation and showing him the meaning of the Old Testament. Verse 17. Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. And after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and remained with him for 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Now concerning the things which I write to you, indeed before God, I do not lie. I'll tell you, there's billions of lies out there. But this one thing, the crucified and resurrected method of living life, covered from darkness, of salvation, traditionally called, being set free, does not come from man. Comes directly from God. And if that book that you're reading or that lifestyle that you're living outside the crucified and resurrected method of living, it could be and very well might be that you are deceived. Myself included. We need to keep an eye on these things daily. See, what happened at the cross transcends time into the now. It really is eternal, timeless reality. But here we are, we're caught in the clock. So that we may learn and understand the meaning of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And it starts over each day that we awake and we understand and recognize the sin of selfishness, self-tendencies, shortcomings, grave shortcomings, character defects. And we understand and acknowledge that taken by Christ upon His cross, we are crucified with Him. Nevertheless, we live. So we've been resurrected with Christ to sit above all principalities and powers. That means all powerful. And that's the grace that's extended to us, our crucifixion and resurrection in Christ. Verse 21, afterward I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia. And I was unknown by face to the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they were hearing only. He who formerly prosecuted us now preaches the faith which he once tried to destroy. And they glorified God in me. So, seeing Christianity as a threat to Judaism, Judaism came out of the Old Testament. Paul, being a zealous student of Judaism, sought out to destroy Christians because they threatened his religion. But Paul was struck down by God and given a revelation that the gospel is Jesus Christ and Him crucified for us. And there is no other gospel. That's the whole gospel. That's the truth. What is truth? Truth is that Jesus Christ came to this earth and was crucified for our sins. And now we can look at those sins, if we have sin in our life, and render them dead because we are crucified with Christ. On the other hand, we are also resurrected with Christ above all powers. In other words, there's nothing more powerful than being resurrected Christ. And that's extended to us. Thank you for joining me in my Bible study today. And until next time, may God bless you. This is Jay. Take care.